Time to kick off our Stain Gang podcast with Stephanie Radecki as we talk about Midwestern State Volleyball. And if you like volleyball, this is the place to be this week. We got lots of volleyball coming your way starting Thursday night at 7 o'clock as Midwestern State will take on Adams State. And then we've got, what, six games both Friday and Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah, it's a full weekend. All
it's
day
a
Friday,
volleypalooza.
All day Saturday. It's going to be awesome.
And it starts Thursday night with Adams State here. Southern Arkansas is here. Drury is here. Northwestern Oklahoma is here. And you also have, from the Lone Star Conference, Western New Mexico is here as well. You're not playing Western New Mexico, though.
We are not playing them, but they were kind enough to join us, and it makes for a really nice tournament field.
And this is the second year in a row you've done this. What's the advantage of having this event?
Well, it's an amazing way to kick off the season and try to get some excitement in the community and with our students. It's definitely nice to be home for a little bit. I know my first season here, we didn't have a home tournament, and we were on the road for about 4 to 5 weekends straight, and that's really difficult, especially with your players missing class and traveling and being on a bus. It's just a lot more fun to have a home tournament to kind of break up those travel weekends.
And it's great for the fans, and then you've got the Thursday night kind of those – spotlight to yourself on Thursday night at 7 o'clock when Adams State is here.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's nice to kick off the tournament with a single match and get the kinks out and be able to focus just on your team and one match. It's also really nice to be able to spread out 4 matches to 3 days versus trying to play 2 and 2 Friday, Saturday, which most of the teams that are coming will do.
I was going to say, you got everybody else going there.
Yeah, and then we do that when we go to
right, I know.
Texas Women's and Eastern. So, well, not Eastern, but Texas Women's. But, it's really fun. So we're excited about Thursday night.
So you've been focused on the team now for a couple of weeks in terms of they've been back and you've been practicing. What have you seen? What has you optimistic about this season?
I think we have some great depth. I think we are definitely figuring out how to practice at a higher level and understanding that any good team is going to focus on being low error at all times. And I know it sounds really picky, but unfortunately that's the reality in order to see success is to be able to be efficient. And I think that's something we're starting to see being a main focus and guess overall something that our team is prioritizing more. So that's really nice.
So when you talk about practice, have you changed the way you're approaching, I mean, from a head coaching standpoint, have you made a change to make practices more intense or?
I don't think so. I do think that every season you kind of adjust to the personnel you have and you try to make things as easy to understand as possible and how we can get progress. And there's always things that we use in practice and there's always like kind of themes or focuses that we use. And obviously I have my favorite drills that I've had since I started coaching, but it's always important to make sure that the players respond to those things. And so you kind of adjust what's working and what's not on a daily basis.
And I'm guessing that I know these games are important, these matches that you're playing this week are important, but it's also kind of a chance to, it's also practice in a way, isn't it?
Well, it's preseason. It's still, they're important in terms of the focus has to be to try to be our best and continue to make sure that we get better every day. You know, that's the importance of it. You know, it's always difficult for coaches to really focus on outcomes, even though that's the ultimate measure of success.
You're in a pass-fail business, aren't you?
But it's not something that you want to put all the pressure on. You kind of have to really break down, you know, go away from the big picture and break down, like, what are our goals for this match? You know, how are we going to continue to improve? Like, how are we preparing to compete with our conference, in our conference, and in that conference schedule? So that's obviously more important than what we're seeing at the one part of the box score.
So what are your goals for the Midwestern State Invitational?
I think our goals are to be scrappy, to be, I guess, passionate about what we're doing, to have a standard in terms of Defensively, I think over the years, I've always had teams that were defensively strong, and so that's always a big goal of mine, is for us to put up some defensive numbers. I've had to force myself to really focus on blocking, which is something that I think really scores little points, but it's definitely something that can give us an advantage. And so we've done that. And I think our goals are to not have blocking errors, you know, to see some good touches and put up a block that we can defend around. But those are some of my goals initially. And I think it should be a really important goal for us, for our setting to be on. To do a really nice job, because having three returning setters, I think that's really important.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of optimistic about that aspect of the game, aren't you?
I think so. And I think they've had a really nice preseason, you know, all three of them. They're very athletic. They're very versatile. They all three can hit. They all three have the potential to play defense. I've seen some really strong, there's been some situations where we've had some really strong leadership out of our setters right now, and that's really important. And so, yeah, I'm very optimistic that our setters should really help us be successful this year.
So let's put some names to those three setters.
Okay, let's do that. Brooke Parker.
Who's a returner.
Elena Guerrero and Allie Hesselgesser.
So they're all returning.
They're all returning. We really kind of went back and forth from a 5-1 to a 6-2, from a 6-2. With the combination pretty much of all of them, you know, obviously Brooke was out for a while early last season, with an injury. There was a time where Allie was out with an injury. So, you know, we really just couldn't get a lot of consistency in that situation. It's really hard when, you don't have that players available all the time. But we've been fairly healthy in that position, and it's really nice to see. And hoping that they can be strong leaders and really just distribute the ball well, and just be a consistent force for us this fall.
Who are the outside hitters that they'll be setting up?
Oh, goodness. Well, we have quite a few, you know, honestly. Like, I'd be lying if we've settled into a starting lineup right now, which I think can be a great thing. You know, I think one of the first things I said, was the fact that we have a lot of depth this year. You know, Riley Rabideau returns from putting up some pretty solid numbers for us last year.
She was impressive last year.
Yeah, she's been, you know, we used her last year on the outside and the right side. We've still been looking at her at either of those positions this fall. You know, obviously Ari Fields returns. In my 2 years coaching here, she's really just been that player that she can do great things. That's just the bottom line. She's so athletic, and she's such a great kid. Like, there's not a nicer kid in the world than Ari Fields. I'll go on record. hard to get mad at her, because she's just always wants to do the right thing, and it's just a lot to say about Ari, about the type of person she is. We have Olivia Sanchez. She's returning from the spring, but was not on the roster last fall. She transferred from Louisiana Monroe. You know, she's someone that I think it was great to have her this spring. And we're still seeing some really good things from her. Demi, and I still need to go to your pronunciation guide for some of her, for her last name. Stauffenberg. I'm sure I might have said it wrong, but Demi is a transfer. She comes to us from Laramie Community College, with both Sadie and Brooke played at. Demi's shown a lot of potential in a six rotation role. She's a really impressive primary passer. Corinne Johnson returns as a sophomore. She was a freshman last year. Seen a lot of growth in her over the summer. Who am I missing? Ella Cook. She's a new incoming freshman. Riley Wolf, incoming freshman. Obviously, local product, has a large amount of success winning, and understands that area that is really important. And if I'm missing someone, I'll feel really, really bad.
Well, I think you've covered all
Did
your bases.
I
think
all of my pins.
You've got Adam State coming in. What about Adam State concerns you going into this match?
I honestly haven't thought about it too much, if I'm being honest.
Because you're more worried about Midwestern State.
I just want to put a good product on the floor. They have a new head coach this season. Garcia was actually the assistant at Angelo for I don't know how many seasons, but for a little while. He's a great guy. He's a great coach. Very good recruiter. I think that their program has struggled for a while, and so I feel like he's going to do a really nice job. So it just kind of depends on when he was hired, what he was willing or what he was able to do in probably a short amount of time.
And then Friday at 1 o'clock, you play Southern Arkansas. What kind of program do they have?
I think kind of similar. I think that they've had really competitive teams, but record-wise, probably not overwhelmingly exciting. Record-wise, that doesn't mean they're not a very good program and they don't have really strong players. So, I definitely think they'll be ready to compete. Any communication I've had with their coach has been pretty impressive. So I think she's doing a really nice job.
And then, as we mentioned earlier, you'll play twice on Friday at 7 o'clock. Friday, you're playing Northwestern Oklahoma.
Yeah, and we've scrimmaged them a few times since I've been here. Not an official match. They're very athletic, very competitive team. So that'll be really an important, fun match to watch.
And then you'll close out the event against Drury Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, just kind of random. They were the first ones to commit to the tournament, and we're really excited to have them.
How do these teams compare with teams you're going to see in the Lone Star Conference?
Well, the Lone Star Conference is hard to compare to anything because it's just so strong. And the teams just across the board, we compete at a high level, nationally ranked, there's not a lot of Lone Star Conference teams that can't compete against the top 25 teams in the country in Division II. So I think that there'll be a good test for us to prepare for that.
What has you most optimistic about this season?
I think we're going to be in system more, which obviously volleyball is an out-of-system game a big percentage of the time, but the goal is to be in system. We're wanting to pass to our setter and run a really efficient offense. So I think we'll be in system more, and that can be really fun with the offense that we run and the hitters that we have.
Well, it should be a really fun start to the season.
Yeah, we're excited.
This is going to be fun. It starts Thursday night at 7 o'clock against Adams State, and then a full slate of games starting at 9 o'clock Friday morning. And continuing all day Saturday through the game against Drury that starts at 5 o'clock Saturday, late Saturday afternoon. So Midwestern State will be in action for 4 matches in 3 days. That's a lot of volleyball we got coming to Lincoln Coliseum.
That's a lot of volleyball.
Well, the podcasts are off and running, for better or worse, Stephanie.
Yeah. We're back. Watch out.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see how you do this weekend. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State University on our Stain Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang podcast, and be sure to be with us again next week. And we hope to see you at Lincoln Coliseum this weekend, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Adams State, twice on Friday, Southern Arkansas at Northwestern Oklahoma at 1 and 7, and then Saturday at 5 against Drury. I'm Pete Stein. So long.